Welcome to Win the Day from Back to the Bible. I'm your coach, Pastor Nat, helping you stay spiritually fit. That's why today we're going to talk about knowing God personally. When my wife and I were young marrieds, we would hang out a lot with friends. We'd have guests over every weekend. But I remember my wife coming to me and saying, "When are we going to have a date night?" And I remember thinking, no, wait, I'll be honest. I was stupid enough to say, why? I mean, I see you every night. We hang out on the weekends with friends. Why would we need to have a date night on top of being around each other so much? You see, she recognized that proximity does not equal intimacy. Being near to someone does not mean being close to them. Now, I was a fool. I had open access to a real intimate relationship, but I missed it. Thankfully, I got my act together, and now we're best friends. But you know, we can do the exact same thing with God. We know of God. However, we just don't know Him intimately or personally. But we can. Listen to this. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. That's what James said. Now, the Apostle Peter, he said, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares for you." God is there to hold you and to walk you through every disappointment, every diagnosis, and every heartache. Why? Because God loves you. And you know what's amazing about that? God knows everything about you. He knows everything. He knows your past, your thoughts, your future. And despite your sins, God still says, "I love you, and I want to know you." Listen to the words of David as he describes the knowledge of God in Psalm 139. O Lord, You have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. Did you hear what he said? God really is there. He knows you. He loves you. He wants a deep, personal relationship with you. The question is, what do you want? Here is my challenge for you today. If you've never come to God through His Son, Jesus Christ, you really don't know God personally, then do so today. Turn from your sins and turn to Christ. God's forgiveness and love, it's there. You simply have to believe and receive it. If you have put your faith in Jesus Christ, but you've kept God at a distance, come back to Him. Come to Him today. How is it that you gain intimacy with someone? You spend time with them. You talk with them. You listen to them. You engage with them. If you have time, pick up a Bible and read Psalm 139. When you do this, listen to God. Talk with Him. Talk with Him about anything and everything. He is there. He wants to know you. He wants to be with you. Spend time with God. God has done great things with you and for you. So now go, be intimate and personal with God. When you do this, I promise you, you will win the day.